Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, there are three USA Prepares instructors who live off-grid. Gwyneth Isaacs lives off-grid, generates her own electricity. Rich Sheehan lives off-grid, generates his own electricity for his farm. And we do. Now, our system is I can switch it at a, you know, at the push of a button, literally, to go between on-grid and off-grid. So depending on load and what is most economically viable, you know, I may switch to being on-grid. But I can tell you this. We have been off-grid, end-to-end broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs for years. So the electricity for her end is provided by her system, and the electricity provided for our end of the broadcasting here in Missouri is off-grid. And we've been doing this for years. So just want to let you know, we probably have the longest-running off-grid broadcast in the country. So I just want to share that. Gwyneth, we're talking about hay. How would you relate a wheelbarrow full of hay, now I guess that would be loose hay, compared to a square bale, which is compressed, compacted hay, and the current price of a square bale of hay in the United States is about $4, and they range between 40 and, let's say, 65 pounds, depending on how large or small the farmer wants to make that bale, because they are adjustable. So how would you relate that? So how much does this horse eat in terms of square bales?
Okay. I have fed square bales in the past. I don't anymore because it's not economical for us here. Square bales cost between $12 and $20 for a square bale, which is just not doable. But square bales in the past, when I was feeding out square bales, it was four biscuits. If you've had anything to do with square bales, you know what a biscuit is. They tend to come in slices, right, throughout the bale. And some bales have 12 and some bales have 16 biscuits. But four biscuits is one meal, either morning or night, for a horse. So it will eat generally around about eight biscuits a day, about four in the morning and about four at night. Okay, and you'll find that if you tease out the hay in those four biscuits, you will get around about a wheelbarrow full of hay. And I would like, could I discuss the topic of feeding horses grains here?
Sure,
because,
sure.
Like I said, some horses need grain to maintain their weight, okay? If you have to feed your horse grain, you will find that your feed bill goes way up because around here, from the farmer, grain, for a sack of barley, that's 30 kilograms of barley, that's about 50 pounds of barley, costs around about $15. And I don't feed barley to either of my horses, but I do feed it to the chickens. And so I still have to buy it. But barley is a good grain for horses. because oats, they do something to a horse, but it's called in horse terms heating the blood or heating it up, okay? And what that means is it puts so much energy into the horse's system that the horse doesn't know what to do with it. And it makes it go faster. That's why they feed oats to race horses. But it has so much energy, it's like a child on red cordial. But this child weighs 500 kilograms, or how many pounds would a horse weigh? I'm not used to dealing with pounds.
Well, typically, let's say 12 to 1,400. They can go to 2,000.
Yeah. So that's what oats do to a horse. It's like having a 1,400 kilogram child on red cordial. Okay? And that's, you know, you can direct that energy in a proper way. You can gallop the horse for, you know, 5 miles a day every single day, and it'll be fine. It'll burn that energy off. But if it's standing around in the paddock with a whole lot of oats in its system, it's going to make trouble. And if you're just riding it, you know, doing some jumps or, you know, herding some cattle or whatever, and you're feeding it oats, it's going to not be burning up all that energy, and it's going to go to its mind, and it's going to get that red cordial effect. And anyone who's had a parent, who's a parent, knows what I'm talking about when I say the red cordial effect. That's exactly what it's like. But if you feed the same amount in barley, it gives the horse the nutrition and the energy that it needs, but it doesn't heat it up in that same way. And another grain that you can feed, which was actually really popular in America around about 120 years ago, or 100 years ago, when people were still using horses as a part of their daily life, was you can feed a horse cracked maize. And they do well on cracked maize. And I've fed cracked maize to my own horses many times. The difference is barley tends to put on muscle and cracked maize tends to put on fat. Okay? But it is a good energy food and it is highly nutritious. But these days you might not want to do that in America because most of the maize is GMO. But if you can find maize that you know is not GMO, then it's going to be a good thing to feed to your horse. Now, with regards to preparing the grain, a lot of people who have horses will just get the grain and they would maybe 2 measures or 2 quarts of grain into a bucket, and they'd just take it out with the, and they'd have the hay, and then they'd just put the horse, the grain in the feed bucket next to the hay. That's what a lot of people with horses do. I don't do it that way because I learned something from reading and study, and that is that a horse, if it's fed raw grain, will only digest 10% of the grain. It'll only digest 1 out of 10 of those grains that you're feeding it, and the other 9 grains will go straight through its digestive system and will be excreted in its poop. And they'll grow in a paddock. If you want to sow a paddock with grain, any grain, you feed the grain to the horse poops in the paddock, then you harrow the paddock to, you know, break up the horse poo, and you'll get a whole field of that grain that you want to grow, okay, barley or whatever. Oats or whatever. But if you want the horse to digest almost all of the grain, then you soak it for 12 hours before you feed it to the horse, or 12 to 24 hours. So this is the routine. You get the grain and you feed it, that you've soaked for 12 to 24 hours, and you feed it to the horse. And as soon as you come back in from feeding your horse, you put the next grain on to soak. And then by the next day or the next feeding time, some people feed half the grain in the morning and half at night. other people feed the whole amount of grain at the same time. It really doesn't matter to the horse. It's all the same. But like I say, if you soak the grain for at least 12 hours before you feed it to the horse will digest almost all of the grain, which, and that will save your feed bill, and it will mean that, you know, you're not wasting a lot of grain there, you know. Well, the grain's not really wasted if, you know, if the horse poops it out into the paddock and then you harrow the paddock and then your paddock is sown in barley or oats or whatever. That's not really wasted, but in a way it is, you know. But that's, you know, and that's how it is. And your horse will absorb more of the nutrients and will have a vastly improved condition if you do it that way. But like I say, not many people know that trick. Most people just feed the grain to the horse raw, but they're wasting 90% of it.
Some farmers seed their fields that way with the cows. They feed the grain seeds into the cattle feed, and the cows spread it around. And
yeah.
It's done a lot here in Missouri and Arkansas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so we're talking about in Australia, if a bale costs that much, like $12 a bale, that's an enormous cost, and you're looking at roughly $6 a day in hay to feed one horse. And that's from now on. So the minute you get that, you know, full-size horse, you're looking at feeding at least that much in hay per day. $6 a day, $42 a week. Now, in America, yeah, it's a little less expensive and until there's a drought, and then the cost of hay goes up again. So the price of hay is directly related to the supply and demand of hay. And what happens is when we have a drought like we just had, we just came out of a drought. We had a couple days worth of rain, so that, you know, put an end to the drought for right now. But we had no rain for months, and hay was getting more and more in short supply, and the price was going up. But now, you know, the grass has turned green because we had 2 days of rain and, you know, like 2 or 3 inches of rain in a couple days. So the grass recovered very quickly. So that's what it's like being a farmer. And I really appreciate what you've been teaching us about horses, because I don't think a lot of us really thought that we might have to rely on horses again. Right now we're looking at, you know, the top of the hour news was that Ford was going to lay off over 1,000 jobs at their corporate headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan. That just came out. Large companies are laying off. The economy is grinding down. There is absolutely no question about it. No question. And if you think that you can buy as much food as you want now, that's not true. And one other little item to think about. You know, they say inflation is just about 1%. That's absolute nonsense. And I'm going to tell you why. And this relates to the kind of discussion that we're having about horses. Because you might have to go back to horses to get there from here to there and back. Well, right now, if you go to the store and you think, well, you know, let's go get a gallon of vinegar. So you drive that 20 miles. If you're a farmer, you drive that 20 miles. You take that ride for 20 miles and you find out that they don't have it. They might have had it 20 minutes ago, but they don't have it now. So now you go back, you know, the next time and the next time. Now, how many trips do you have to make to get that gallon of vinegar? Well, you have to add that to the cost of the vinegar. So because of the outages and the supply chain being broken...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth Isaacs. And we've been talking about horses, and one of the things I'd like to mention, Gwyneth, is that there's a television series that I really thought was fabulous, and a lot of lessons in it, believe it or not. And it was from the 1950s, the late 1950s, and it's called Maverick. And one of the actors was James Garner, and he played Brett Maverick. And his brother on the television series was Jack Kelly, the actor, and he played Bart Maverick. And so the Maverick brothers would ride horses because this was set in the late 1800s. And if you notice, and it, you know, I guess most people may not pay attention to this, but for the most part, James Garner rode the same horse episode after episode for years. And you can see the, you know, the white spot, the oddly shaped white spot on the horse's head. And so you can identify that horse. And so how important is it that that horse knows who you are, Gwyneth, as the rider? How important is it? Because it seems to me that, you know, I've seen James Garner just hop on that horse, and that horse, it was him. I mean, he's riding the horse. It's not a stand-in for him. It's really James Garner riding that horse. And that horse seems to know him and respond to him, and he can turn that horse on a dime. It's impressive the way he rode that horse. But it was the same horse episode after episode for the most part. How important is that to for the horse to know the rider and vice versa?
Oh, it's really important because horse is a herd animal. And when you are getting to know a new horse, okay, you have to establish your position as the herd leader, okay? And the best way to learn how to do that is to really watch how horses behave in the wild and what the herd leader does, okay? Because they live in social groups, and there will always be one horse in that social group that makes the decisions for all the other horses. And what you have to do is you have to get it into the horse's head that you are that person, you are that horse that is making the decisions for all the other horses. And I can't describe on this show how to do that because it's such a detailed topic. But if anyone wants to know how to do that, I can recommend that they start studying the work of a man by the name of Pat Parelli. That's P-A-R-E-L-L-Y. And he's an American, and he comes from a cattle ranching background. But his real love and his real talent is with horses, and they're humans. And this is the thing that he goes on about nonstop, is that you have to get it into your horse's head that you are the leader of the herd and that they have to treat you as such, okay? And you have to do that in a way that the horse ends up having a great deal of respect for you and looks to you for leadership, okay? And like I say, the best way to do that is to mimic what a lead horse would do in the wild. And yeah, like I say, that is it in a nutshell. But you can spend a lifetime studying this topic and still not know it all. Because, I mean, I've been riding since I was 15 years old and I'm now 45 and I'm still learning new things. And sometimes I just think, man, oh man, you know, but don't let that discourage anyone because you've got to start somewhere. And you will find that if you begin to ride and you begin to study horsemanship, then you will get to a reasonable level of competence at riding within about a year of riding maybe every day or at least three or four times a week. You will find that you are at a reasonable level of competence within about a year. But you will find that you will never ever stop learning about horses. They will always have something new to teach you. And that's the important thing. But like I say, is you've got to start somewhere. And my key piece of advice...
We'll be right back.
Get a
settled,
reliable...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package, though Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says He's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kids in New York City are facing a change in their back-to-school plans, as we hear in this report from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
ExxonMobil is considering possible job cuts in all of its operations around the globe. A spokesman for the energy giant saying today that officials are evaluating their operations on a country-by-country basis to see where staff cuts might make sense. Exxon, the latest major oil company to cut jobs during the historic collapse in fuel demand because of the coronavirus pandemic. 75 years ago today, September 2nd, 1945, World War II came to an official end, 6 years and a day after it began, as Japan formally surrendered. General Douglas MacArthur represented the Allies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay as the papers were signed.
I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, class. She's our international correspondent in Australia. Gwyneth, you sent to me a couple emails, and one of them is about Melbourne. You want to share with the class what your thoughts are about that?
Yeah. There's a fellow by the name of Courtney Brown, and he does. He has an organization called the Far Sight Institute, okay? And I think it's www.farsight.org. And he does a what he calls a future news forecast each month, and that's posted on his YouTube channel, which is just entitled Farsight, Farsight. And, oh boy, if you look at his September news forecast, which is on that YouTube channel, it really gave me chills. Literal, I felt cold after I had watched that, especially the last section of it. It starts about 15 minutes in. The last section of it, basically, I felt like I was listening to a future broadcast of all the things that were going to happen in Melbourne over the next month, because it's his staff, okay, he developed this system of remote viewing, and he based it on a system of remote viewing that was actually developed by the CIA during the 1950s and 1960s through to the 1980s. But what he did was he learnt the system from another fellow whose name just escapes me at the moment, but he developed it so that it was actually more accurate, okay? So he took something that the CIA, that basically stole the idea from the KGB back in the 1950s, and then he improved it. So now his system is actually better than the CIA system. Okay, and the CIA system was leaked and then later declassified, so he's not doing anything that he shouldn't be doing. But like I say, what he saw in his future forecast for September was he saw that there was an area where there was a dome-shaped building and there was a spire, a dome-shaped building that was adjacent to a spire, okay, that was adjacent to a bridge-shaped structure. Now, I used to live in Melbourne, and I know the middle of Melbourne really, really well. I used to travel through there to go to university absolutely every day of the week, you know, 5 days a week. I would travel through the middle of Melbourne to get from where I was living to the university that I was studying at. And I did this for many, many years. I was at Melbourne University for four and a half years. Oh, my gosh. The things that he was describing was the middle of Melbourne, and I could see it in my mind's eye, and I went, oh, no. And what he said was that there is going to be a bomb in this place. He didn't say the word bomb. He said massive release of energy triggered by a device, because you've got to understand this is how the remote viewing people... and it wasn't Courtney Brown himself that said it. It was one of his staff members that put out the report, because he gets a number of his staff members to do this system to see what is going to happen in the future. Like I say, using these protocols that were developed by agencies in America and in Russia. And he said that there was going to be an energetic release, a large energetic release from a device in this area, which had a spire right next to a dome-shaped building. And as soon as he said that, I said, oh, no, there's protest going to be in Melbourne this coming Saturday on the 5th of September. And the police, the Victoria police, are very much into locking this down and shutting this down. And I believe, I know I've said this to you privately in conversations, I believe that sooner or later that these protests in Melbourne are going to get violent, and that the Victoria, I believe, I've got no evidence of this. This is just my intuition, but I trained as a psychic and I worked as a psychic for many years. My intuition is telling me that sooner or later the Victoria police are going to start killing people. I'm not opposed to these protests because I believe in the right to free assembly. But people, if they're going to attend these protests, they need to be aware that the Tree of Liberty is going to be watered. Sorry. The Tree of Liberty is going to be watered by people's blood. Okay? Like Thomas Jefferson said. It's really hard for me to see these things happening. On the inside of me, I just know that it's going to happen. It gives me cold chills to think of it happening. But if people are going to attend these protests, they have to be aware that they are going to get to killing people. Possibly the Victoria Police, almost certainly Antifa/BLM are going to get to killing people at these protests. And if anyone wants to attend, they need to bear that in mind. And that there will be nobody to call. Because, you know, the Victoria Police are probably going to be the instigators of the violence, and they're probably going to be protecting BLM because, you know, BLM are actually good for the Victoria Police because they give a reason for Victoria Police to be there. They go around and they do all this bad stuff, and then the people beg for the police to protect them. You know, that's how it's going down in America. And that's not right. Because if people did the old-fashioned American way of doing things, there would be no need for the police because everybody would be protecting themselves. This is something that people have forgotten. And it makes me angry, actually, when I hear certain people on the radio saying that we need the police. I'm not talking about anyone on USA Prepares. I'm talking about other radio shows, okay? But I hear people talking on certain other radio shows about how we need the police to protect us. No, we don't. We don't need the police to protect us. The police are not going to protect us. We need us to protect us. Because really, the police don't care about you, and they don't care about me. What they care about is lining their own pockets with their extortion fees. That's what they care about. But you care about you. You care about your farm. You care about your family. You care about your cattle. And I know that you will defend those things, your own life, your own family, your own farm, your cattle, everything you have, you will defend it to the utmost using whatever means happens to be available to you. And I will defend my farm and I will defend my family to the utmost with whatever means happens to be available to me. You know, there's nobody to call around here. If I get attacked by any party that happens to come along, I know that if I don't defend myself, that I'm in a very bad situation. And so I've determined that I'm going to do that, that I'm going to defend myself, because I would rather, how can I say this? I'm not ever going to be a slave, okay? If it came to a choice between me being a slave and me defending myself to the utmost to avoid me becoming a slave, I would rather defend myself and my family and my farm to the utmost to defend, to prevent myself from being a slave, even if it meant putting my own life in danger. Does that make sense, Vincent? I think I've said that right.
Yeah.
You know, but this is how everybody used to be.
Let me share with you a simple story. So I mentioned on the air that between our farm and Norm Shealy's farm is a little hamlet called Marshfield, Missouri. It's between our farm and Springfield, Missouri. So if I go to Springfield, Missouri, the direct route would be through Marshfield, Missouri. And for several years, like 3 years, the government of this little tiny city or town in Missouri hired a cop for $35,000 with the expectation that the ticket revenue would be $176,000 a year. So it was an investment. You put up $35,000, you get $176,000 back. That was what the mayor wanted to do. And I mentioned this, and they had an illegal ticket quota scheme that they would pull more people over than before this scheme, and the idea is they would bring in more revenue. Well, I happened to mention that on the air, and I was at the dinner table with the family and last night, and I happened to mention this story. And one of our boys said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, they pulled me over, Dad." And I said, "Why?" And our son said, "Well, now, here's how it works in Missouri. You get your license plates, and in the center of the license plates, there is an identifier for the month that they expire. So let's say it's month 4. So you have a number 4 in the center of your license plate. It's a sticker that gets replaced until they demand that you buy new plates. And then you get a new plate with a new sticker. But so you put one sticker on top of the next. So, and they're color-coded for the year. So the sticker, let's say, is month 4. And that means at the end of that month, the end of April, those license plates, the registration for that vehicle expires, and it should be renewed and a new sticker put on there to indicate that you paid your registration tax again. Okay. So our son was traveling through Marshfield, Missouri, and he got pulled over by the cops, or one cop. And the cop said, "You know why I pulled you over?" And our son had no clue why. So the cop said, "Well, it's because of your license plate being expired." My son said, "Absolutely not. It doesn't expire until the end of the month, not the beginning of the month." And the cop said, "Yeah, well, you're right. But while I've got you here," the cop was leaning over like a homo might, you know, getting really close to smell our son's breath to see if he could smell a hint of alcohol, which he could not. The idea was an excuse to pull
Jake
over.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, the reason I'm mentioning this Marshfield, Missouri situation, this illegal ticket quota system. So we've been talking about this for years, saying that there are ticket contests and there are ticket quotas. So a ticket contest is you pit one police officer against the others, and you say, okay, so we're going to have a contest to see who can be the most productive. Now, they don't say tickets. They say productivity. So whoever's the most productive gets, you know, the gold star, whatever that might be. So I believe, it's my opinion, that the police are no more lazy or no less lazy than other people. They kind of want to be left alone also. And given their own devices, they probably like to pull off to the side of the road and just watch cars go by and not bother anybody. But it's the mayor. It's the mayor who says more revenue, more productivity. And that gets passed down to the police chief. And the police chief says, I ought to keep my job because I've got, you know, the boat and the nice house and those kind of things. So I want to keep my job. So I got to tell the boys and girls who wear the uniforms who are out in the street driving around to be more productive. So they become more productive by pulling more people over. So they have to have an excuse to pull people over. So in the case of Marshfield, Missouri, the excuse was, in our son's case, is, well, you know, your tags, your registration for that vehicle expired this month. Well, it didn't expire yet. There was no lights out. There was no misuse or non-use of turn signals. There was no excessive speeding or failure to stay in the lane. There's no reason for him to be pulled over whatsoever. So what the cop did was have our son sit in the police car. And then the cop is leaning closer, like a homo might. You need to get real close, but the purpose was not to be a homo in this case. The purpose was to smell or attempt to smell our son's breath to see if he could arrest him on charges of driving while intoxicated. But he couldn't smell anything because there was nothing to smell. So he lets our son go. But the whole reason that he pulled our son over was because the mayor wants more revenue. So the cop has to find an excuse. Now, the general public is frosted with what the police are doing. Now, our son had to waste that time. And if he wasn't polite and well-behaved, and if he, you know, if he wasn't polite, he probably would have been arrested. Something would have been made up. So you have to be polite to these thugs that impose their will and detain you because their boss's boss wants money from your wallet. Stolen money. The whole point of what I'm trying to say is that's why you see these protests. Why? That's why you see the police cars on fire. That's why you see Black Lives Matter. That's why you see the Proud Boys and, you know, the rest of these factions. Because all of them have one thing in common. They're frosted with the government's oppression and theft of our hard work, which can be denominated in dollars. That's what this is all about. And it's not just here in Marshfield, Missouri. It's all over the state. It's all over the country. And it's all over countries throughout the world. It's all over. And what about this woman who was arrested for posting on Facebook, Gwyneth, with she was pregnant, and the police arrested her for a post on Facebook?
Yeah, if anyone wants to see what that's about, they should go to my Facebook page, Gwyneth Isaacs. Just go on Facebook and just search for Gwyneth Isaacs. You'll see it because there's, my little thumbnail or whatever is a highwayman mask, and it's got a highwayman masquerade couple at the top of the banner. That's how you know it's my page. Oh my gosh, a pregnant woman was arrested in her own home. And her husband, in front of their children are absolutely terrified, saying, "Mommy, Mommy, what's happening?" In the background, you can hear them. And, you know, because they were helping to plan this 5th of September protest, the Victoria police must be really, really frightened of this movement, you know, because they are really, really trying to stomp it out. But what they don't understand is when the people don't like the Victoria Police. They've had 150 years of oppressing the Victorian people. You can go back 150, 170 years ago. And the Victoria Police were going around the countryside on horseback acting like a bunch of thugs. You know, just...
Gwyneth, one quick question. Does this not start at the top? Does this not start at the top? Could the Queen stop it right now? Could the Queen say, that's it, no more?
Yeah, but she won't. We'll try.
Okay, so class... So, class, what that means is it starts at the top with the Queen.
Yeah.
And she could stop it. So think about that. And that's the same thing as in this country. It can stop with the president, the governors, the mayors. That's where it is. That's where it starts. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.